Chapter 11. Revenue, Expenses, and Profit. Exercises. Listening. Passage 1. Directions. Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks with appropriate words. Profit is the incentive for business. Without profit, people wouldn't bother. Profit is the reward for taking risk. Generally speaking, high risk, high reward. Or loss if it goes wrong, and low risk, low reward. People won't take risks without reward. All business is risky, some more than others, so no reward means no business. No business means no jobs, no salaries, and no goods and services. This is an important but simple point. It is often forgotten when people complain about excessive profits and rewards, or when there are appeals for more taxes to pay, for example, more policemen on the streets. Profit also has an important role in allocating resources, land, labor, capital, and enterprise. Put simply, falling profits signal that resources should be taken out of that business and put into another one. Rising profits signal that resources should be moved into this business. Without these signals, we are left to guess as to what is the best use of society's scarce resources. Passage 2. Directions. Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks with appropriate words and phrases. Revenue refers to the financial inflows to an enterprise as a result of the sale of goods and services, and other business activities of the enterprise, including basic operating revenue and other operating revenue. Enterprises shall rationally recognize revenue and account for the revenue on time. Enterprises generally recognize revenue when merchandise shipped, service provided, as well as money collected or rights collecting money obtained. Revenue of long-term project contract, including labor service, shall be reasonably recognized, in general according to the completed progress method or the completed contract method. Return of sales. Sales allowances and sales discount shall be accounted for as deduction item of operating revenue. Profit is the operating results of an enterprise in an accounting period, including operating profit, net investment profit, and net non-operating income. Operating profit is the balance of operating revenue after deducting operating cost, periodic expenses, and all turnover taxes, surtax, and fees. Net investment profit is the balance of income on external investment after deducting investment loss. Net non-operating income is the balance of non-operating income after deducting non-operating expenses. Non-operating income and expenses have no direct relating with the production operations of an enterprise. Loss incurred by an enterprise shall be made up according to the stipulated procedure. Items that constitute the profits and the distribution of profits shall be shown separately in the financial statement. A distribution of profit plan which is not yet approved at time of publication of a financial statement is to be identified in notes to the financial statement. Passage 3. First listening. Decide whether the following statements are true or false based on the passage you will hear. Expenses refer to the outlays incurred by an enterprise in the course of production and operation. Expenses directly incurred by an enterprise in production and service provision, including direct labor, direct materials, purchase price of commodities, and other direct expenses shall be charged directly into the cost of production or operation. Indirect expenses incurred in production and provision of service by an enterprise is to be allocated into the cost of production and operation according to certain criteria of allocation. General and administrative expenses incurred by enterprises' administrative sectors for organizing and managing production and operation, financial expenses, purchase expenses on commodities purchased for sale, and sales expenses for selling commodities and providing service shall be directly accounted for as periodic expense in the current profit and loss. The expenses paid in current period but attributable to the current and future periods shall be distributed and accounted for in current and future periods. The expenses attributable to the current period but not yet paid in current period shall be recognized as accrued expenses and charged to cost of the current period. Enterprises shall generally calculate products cost every month. Costing methods shall be decided by the enterprise itself according to the characteristics of its production and operation, type of production management, and requirements of cost management. Once it is decided, no change can be made arbitrarily. Enterprises shall calculate expenses and costs on actual amounts incurred. Those adopting the norm costing or planned costing in accounting for daily calculation shall reasonably calculate the cost variances and adjust them into historical cost at the end of the month while preparing accounting statements. Enterprises shall convert the cost of commodities sold and service provided into operating cost accurately and timely, then account current profit and loss together with periodic expenses. Second listening. Fill in the blanks with appropriate words. Third listening. Complete the following sentences.